I was there.
You were there? Okay, so the story that I heard was that when Reagan saw it, he started talking about how close to reality it was, and he was quickly ushered out of the room. Is that true?
No, he wasn't ushered out of the room. He was the President of the United States.
Yeah.
Nobody could usher Ronald Reagan out of the room. It was in the White House screening room,
Yeah.
and Reagan got up to thank me for bringing the film to show him, to show the President, the First Lady, and all of their guests,
Yeah.
which included Sandra Day O'Connor in her first week as a justice
Yeah, wow.
of the Supreme Court,
Yeah.
and it included some astronauts. I think Neil Armstrong was there. I'm not 100% certain. But it was an amazing, amazing evening, and he just stood up and he looked around the room almost like he was doing a head count, and he said, "I want to thank you for bringing E.T. to the White House. We really enjoyed your movie." And then he looked around the room and he said, "And there are a number of people in this room who know that everything on that screen is absolutely true." And he said it without smiling. But he said that, and everybody laughed, by the way. The whole room laughed because he presented it like a joke, but he wasn't smiling as he said it.
Yeah.
The room did laugh, and then later on, I'll never forget my conversation with the president. He pulled me aside. He said, "And I can't do Reagan, but I wish I could do that breathy, wonderful voice of his."
Yeah.
And Nancy Reagan was standing right next to him, and the president said to me, "There's only one. I only have one criticism about your movie." And I said, "What's that?" He said, "How long were the end credits?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know, maybe 3, 3.5 minutes." He said, "In my day, when I was an actor, our end credits were maybe 15 seconds long." He said, "Why don't you let everybody get a credit, 3.5, 4 minutes, that's fine, but only show that inside the industry. But throughout the rest of the country, reduce your credits to 15 seconds at the end." And Nancy Reagan turned to him and said, "Oh, Ronnie, they can't do that. You know that." And he went, "Oh, yes, I suppose."
That's awesome.
That was the extent of my conversation about that. That was the only criticism. He felt the end credits were too long.